With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Montana's term-limited Attorney General, Tim Fox, is seeking the Republican Party's gubernatorial nomination. Two Democrats and two Republicans are now jockeying for his open seat. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien has this preview of the two contested primary races for the state's next chief legal officer.
Montana's Attorney General primary contests feature four candidates, all with government and legal experience who bring competing visions and priorities for the office. The state attorney general has several responsibilities, including representing state agencies in lawsuits and lending legal assistance to local county attorneys, particularly in complex or homicide cases. Republican John Bennion is outgoing AG Tim Fox's chief deputy attorney general.
I'm not going to need any kind of on-the-job training before I take this office. I'll be ready on day one.
Bennion says he has deep understanding of criminal and constitutional law, as well as consumer protection and natural resource issues. He praises Tim Fox's leadership, but says the AG's office needs to intervene more in natural resource cases, like supporting some logging projects held up by lawsuits by environmental groups.
Where groups have sued to stop responsible forest management, I would like to see us get involved in more of those cases.
Bennion adds he won't hesitate to fight against what he describes as government overreach.
For example, Washington State has tried to close its ports to Montana and Wyoming coal. And so we filed a lawsuit in the U.S. Supreme Court saying that's a violation of the U.S. Commerce Clause. So it can happen with other states. It can happen with the federal government. It can happen at a local level. I'm the only one with experience on constitutional issues. My primary opponent isn't even licensed to practice in the U.S. Supreme Court.
He's referring to Republican Roosevelt County Attorney Austin Knutson.
John is a very nice guy, but he's never really practiced law. He was 7 years as a lobbyist in Helena. And he's had 8 years now working for the Department of Justice in Helena as a bureaucrat. That's just facts. Experience is the biggest difference between John and I.
Knutson served as Speaker of the Montana House during the 2015 and 2017 legislatures. He's made drugs and drug-related crimes a centerpiece of his campaign.
I would say a full 90% of my caseload right now in the Roosevelt County Attorney's Office is dealing with meth and the related issues that go with it. I'm very used to dealing with law enforcement, the various drug task forces, and I'm used to prosecuting these people. This is what I do. Bottom line, that's what the state of Montana needs in the Attorney General's office. They need an aggressive, conservative leader, and I'm that person.
Knutson says the Attorney General's office under Tim Fox's leadership prioritized that agency's budget over those of local law enforcement agencies.
I want to cut some of that budget in Helena, and I want to get that funding out the front lines, to the sheriff's offices, to the local police departments, and to your local prosecutors that are actually dealing with this problem every day. Spending more money in Helena just is not working.
The Democratic primary race for Attorney General pits attorney and Missoula state lawmaker Kimberly Dudick against Rafe Graybill, Governor Steve Bullock's chief legal counsel. Dudick says she's particularly proud of her efforts to help develop a first-of-its-kind pilot project giving greater support to people represented by public defenders.
This is a groundbreaking project trying to help people deal with their underlying issues that cause them to be involved in the criminal justice system. But, you know, on top of that, I've done other things such as worked with our tribal communities on dealing with missing and murdered Indigenous people, stopping human trafficking, and also dealing with child sexual abuse, trying to prevent it, and then trying to hold offenders accountable.
Dudick says she's also concerned about Montana's growing meth-related violent crime rate. She wants to help create comprehensive drug crime and addiction action plans, adding,
I'm the candidate who's proposing having an official office of Native American Affairs to collaborate with our tribal communities and truly deal with these issues that have been ignored for entirely too long.
Both Democratic candidates assert the depth and breadth of their respective resumes gives them the advantage over their opponent. Dudick has worked as an attorney, assistant attorney general, a nurse, and a four-term state legislator.
I've been an attorney now for 18 years, and he's been an attorney for less than five. And I'm the only one who has frontline experience bringing charges and ensuring safety when criminal laws have been violated, ensuring that, you know, citizens are taken care of, and he has none of that experience.
Dudick's primary opponent, Rafe Graybill, doesn't see it that way. Graybill says true legal experience is defined by the kinds of cases an attorney tackles.
I've had two cases in the U.S. Supreme Court in the last 2 years. I've gone up against the United States Department of Justice and the Trump administration and won. You saw us in our fight against the tobacco industry in Montana in a very contentious case. And it's in those kinds of cases and from that background of advocacy that I come to this race.
Like Dudick, Graybill says Montana's attorney general plays a pivotal role in healthcare fairness and pricing.
You hear routinely in other states, state attorneys general going after drug companies who engage in delay schemes to try to keep generics off the market, or drug companies that work together to inflate drug prices. We can do something about that here in Montana. We can put money back in people's pockets, but it requires the political choice to make it a real priority again.
Graybill wants the AG's office to conduct annual drug price reviews to prevent price gouging. He also says the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid expansion are both constitutional and, if elected, would fully support them. Graybill says he's prepared to use the legal system to help improve Montanans' lives.
I think anyone that doesn't see that as sort of the core of the Attorney General's role, anyone that sees this office as just another sort of opportunity to hold office and issue press releases misses the boat and misses the point of this office and what makes it so unique and so special.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.